Welcome to this time of refreshing. This is a radio message that was preached from the platform of Kingdom Word Ministries by Pastor Banky.
Now let's continue what we have been teaching about the giant killer. And I'd like to, let me just take a text of the scriptures for today. I'll read from the book of Songs of Solomon chapter 2, and that is verse 15. It said, "Catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that are ruining the vineyards, while our vineyards are in blossom." Now, I've just taken that single verse of scripture to explain something which I will come to in a moment. We have been speaking about this issue of the giant killer, and what we have been trying to see is, the first statement I made is that in the heart and the spirit of every child of God, God has given us the ability to kill giants. And what do we mean by giants? There are challenges in life. That's what we refer to as giants. A young man is leaving school, and they say to him, "There are no jobs out there." That is a giant, all right? A young woman is planning to get married, and people are afraid of divorce. That is a giant. All the challenges of life are the things that we call giants. We said that in the heart of the child of God, God has placed inside him the ability to tackle these giants. That this thing is a spiritual matter. There's a spiritual fortitude inside him that if he will go out in life and face the challenges of life, he will be able to tackle them. When God sent the children of Israel into the promised land, they were able to tackle the giants. When David faced Goliath, he was able to tackle the giants. Many things that will face you in life may look big and difficult, but really, you can actually tackle them. So we said, why did Samson fall for Delilah? Samson himself was a giant killer. He was somebody who was able to tackle an army, all right, and bring them down. A man who faced a lion with his bare hands and was able to kill the lion. Yet one day, he met a little woman, and that woman was the end of his life. And the woman's name was Delilah. Delilah is a type of the trials and temptations that will come into all our lives. And I said that Samson's problem was not Delilah exactly. Samson's problem was that before he met Delilah, his inner energy had been wasted. And we've been looking at how Samson wasted his inner energy. And that's why we read this one again today. The book of Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. He said, "Catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that are ruining the vineyards." That is, they are the little things of life that actually spoil things for people. They are the little things. Now, in Samson's case, before the day he met Delilah, he had made it a habit. Everywhere he will go, he will see a woman there. Every day where he will go into a harlot. And that these are the things we read from the words of Lemuel. That Lemuel said, "Don't give your strength to women." He was talking to a king. That some things are not right for kings to do. So we said that Samson's problem was that he was always giving his strength to women. And then the day he met Delilah, he no longer had any strength to withstand in the day of trouble. And what I want to emphasize to everybody again today is that this is just how the way life is. Those little things that you are doing right now, they are the things that are wearing down your ability to succeed tomorrow. Listen, if you are a child of God, if you are a believer in Christ Jesus, inside you is the ability to succeed. You have a duty, I said at the beginning of this series, either to build it up, all right, or you have the opportunity to waste it. That's just the way it is. What God expects is that you will build up that strength inside you so that you'll be able to face the challenges of life. How do people waste their energies? We are looking at that. We said Samson, he wasted his energy with women. We have seen that. And that there are other things in life. You know, I made a point, let me say it again, that sin is a poison. I need to emphasize that. You know, people think that sin is just one big thing that God does not like. No. Anything you are involved in life that's wearing away your spiritual energy is sin. No matter how little it looks. And the unfortunate part is that people make sin a habit. They make sin a habit. I was thinking about it, you know, I was talking with somebody earlier on today, and we're analyzing the kind of foolish things that people do. You know, I'm just telling stories of things that happened in previous times, and you see how a man will ruin his business. You see how a woman will ruin her life by just making one wrong choice after the other. And we said, no wonder David said, "Thy commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me." That is, it's by obeying the word of God that we become wise so as to look and say, these things are not good. This is not the way to live life. There's a reason why I'm saying this. Many of the things that young men, young women do on a daily basis, they are the things that are wearing down their spiritual energy. The problem about these things is that they don't manifest themselves early for you to know that they are the problems. Let me give a very simple practical example. Some people make lying a habit. Every little thing they get involved in, they use a lie to deliver themselves out of their out of a corner. You know, it's a young man has done something, a young woman has done something, and people say, look, who's responsible for this? He begins to tell a lie. When he's doing this, it works a lot of times. It gets you out of those tight circumstances. It gets you out of those tight situations. But actually what is happening is that you are little by little chipping away the strength that you have in your spirit. By the time you have finished chipping it away, one day, all right, a little lie will land the fellow in trouble. Or sometimes he doesn't even have to say anything. But once you build a big business, he doesn't realize it. Suddenly somebody will just refuse him a favor. And he will never tie the fact that the lying he made a habit is what is preventing me from receiving my favor today. Let me say this. The way life is lived is not at that point that you are going to get a reward, that you do the things that bring forth the reward. That is why it makes me laugh when Christians think that they can just give one offering and get a big reward. Say, I sowed a seed of 1,000 naira, now I have 100,000. I sowed a seed of 100,000 naira, now I have 2 million. It doesn't work like that. Let's stop deceiving ourselves. When you want to give, you have to be a giver. Because the giving really that produces results for you, you won't even remember when you did that thing. God is the one that's bringing forth this result. Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, God gave the increase. It is God that is giving the increase. In the same manner, it is God that brings forth the judgment. So when people make a habit, for example, I was saying earlier, of a simple thing like telling lies, a habit of cheating people, what they are doing is that they are chipping away. That's the thing. They are little by little scraping away the strength in their spirits to be able to triumph in life. And that is why a man, a woman who was supposed to be a giant killer will fall at the feet of Delilah. So that's why my friend and I were referring to that. That you see, the wisdom of God is that we obey the word of God. David said, how can a young man keep his way pure? That is, how can a young man live in such a manner that he does not systematically, little by little, erode away his ability to triumph in life? He said, it is simple, by keeping it according to the word of God. So we're discussing about it, that why do we know these things and many other people don't know them? Why do people do things that will cripple their destiny, cripple their future? Are you getting my point? You give a man power, he uses it to oppress his neighbor, and he's only in his 20s. He doesn't realize that this is the reason why he will never have great power in life, or one day he will just die suddenly. He will never connect the two. But what he doesn't realize is that because he's disobeying the word of God, he's disobeying the principles of the Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he's chipping away spiritual energy. And let me say something about spiritual energy for you. Spiritual energy is not only used to triumph outside. It's used to triumph even in your body. The ability to fight diseases, you need your spiritual energy for it. I must emphasize that. Because you see, the power of life that we have inside us is part of the things that keep your heart beating. The power of life that we have inside us is what helps your body to fight infections when infections will arise. The power of life that is inside you, that is, I'm saying, your ability to fight infections, to fight cancer, do you know you can lose that ability by making lying a habit? Listen, life is spiritual, though. Life is very spiritual. Any man, any woman who wants to succeed in life had better learn the spiritual lessons of life. Do you get my point? That is, making sin a habit makes your ability to fight infections difficult. And in life, we're always fighting. Because of my profession, I understand these things. What doctors call cancer, you know, that kills people a lot of times, it occurs in most people once in a while. But you will never know, because once one of those cancer cells begin to grow in your body rises up and fights it down, breaks the thing down, and the thing is gone. And that's what you call your immune system. And that's just the way life is. Spiritually, it's like that also. That is, sometimes people talk about curses. Somebody is pursuing me. So people don't like me. They are raining curses on me. Ancestral curses. I say, listen, evil is just in the air. I don't like paying attention to those evil things. They're just there. What matter? Just like bacteria. Bacteria is in the soil. It's in the soil. It's everywhere. But you will not know. You won't start going around and say, I won't let bacteria touch me. No. Just make sure that your immune system is strong. And you will not be worried about the bacteria that's touching you or not touching you. Every time you put your hand on anything, you are touching bacteria, but it doesn't worry you because you have a strong immune system. You know, spiritually it's like that also. The ability, listen, to fight all those curses that are moving around in the air is whether you are strong in your spirit or you are not. And that is what matters. People must understand that. So you see, it's very important we get that point, that life is basically spiritual, and whatever we are doing as a habit It's either building up our strength, all right, or reducing our strength. We said that Samson, who God made a giant killer, because he made going to this harlot, seeing this woman, he made this womanizing thing, like we talk about today, a habit. He depleted his ability so that the day Delilah got him, she got him. Not because Delilah was strong, but because Samson had become weak. So a young man makes lying a habit, is chipping out his destiny. A young man makes cheating other people a habit. They give him a little bit of power, he's oppressing his neighbor. This young man is actually chipping away his ability to succeed in life. And that's my emphasis. I want to explain to people that many things, you don't have to be caught doing them. You must learn, all right, to order your ways according to the word of God. If God says something is bad, no matter the result you get from doing it, please keep away from it. Because what it is doing actually is that it's preventing, when you continue doing them, it prevents your ability to do great things tomorrow. All right, so I want to emphasize that making little habits, all right, of things that are right, all right, is what helps you build up your strength. I'm going to talk about that later. It's what helps us build our strength in life so that we can become, or we can experience that overcoming spirit that God has placed inside every one of his children. Let me just say that again. You know, Fela Duroto, he says something, that anything you do regularly, you become good at it. Please, it's important. Don't ever think you can make something a habit in a small way, and then one day when you are tired, you will suddenly change. Life is spiritual. If you continue sowing evil seeds, there was something that Paul wrote to Timothy. He said, if any man purges himself of these things, he's made a vessel unto honor, prepared for the master's use. Why did I say that? What Paul was saying to Timothy is that is what you prepare yourself for, that is what God gives to you in life. That is, if you make iniquity, sin, a habit, it's small. You know, you just, your father, you are cheating. You know, you don't realize it. Your father says, okay, go and help me buy something. You know, the thing is being sold for 12,000, but you collect 14,000 from him and you laugh. You and your friends laugh about it. That is my, you know, it's my dad. But what you are doing is that you are making dishonesty a habit. And Fela Duroto, he said, eventually you become very good at being dishonest. And the more you make the habit, the more you erode your power to succeed in life. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? Listen, you look at young men, look at young women, say, hey, all they want to do is just make a bit of money, just go around, hang around with some big men. The truth is that it is your destiny that you are wasting. Oh, please, I pray people will understand this point. Sin is not about God is angry. Oh, if he catches me, I'll be in trouble. No, it is a slow poison, I said. It is a slow poison. And these are the things that prevent people from succeeding greatly in life. I said something there earlier, and let me say it again. And that is the fact that, listen, life, the way it is lived, the time that you start experiencing the consequences of your previous actions, you will have forgotten that you took those actions. And as a lot of people tell you today that they are cursed, there's a curse working in their lives. There's no curse working in their lives more than the ones they place in there themselves. And I say this all the time, and I like to emphasize it. It is only a fake preacher, a false prophet, that looks at your neighbor and points an accusing finger at that person and says, this is the person afflicting you. Listen, no true preacher points to any other human being as a spiritual source of somebody's problem. Do you know why? Because nobody can be cursed by a human being who has not first been cursed by God. When Balaam was hired by Balak to come and curse the people of Israel, Balaam said simply to them, to Balak, he said, can I curse the person that God has not first cursed? It does not work. It's only when God has placed a curse upon you that a human being can place a curse upon you. I said earlier that if you're strong in your spirit, and the strength of the spirit is called righteousness. Righteousness is not about church going. I pray people will understand it. The other day, you know, I was watching on TV. I was reading the news, and they said Pastor E. Adeboye is going to New Zealand. All right, he was visiting New Zealand, and the press people there, they started fighting that he shouldn't come. Why? They say he's an anti-gay pastor. You understand? That he's going to spread anti-gay sentiments. I said to myself, these people don't understand anything. He's a preacher of the truth. He's telling you the truth. Things that God made, you understand, to be obeyed. You are disobeying the will of God and saying the man who's telling you the truth is anti-gay. But what they are doing is that they are crippling the ability of the generations to come to succeed. That's what people are doing. Sin is not about God is angry. Sin is that you cannot be blessed walking like this. Listen, many people in life, this is why they don't triumph. They will get to a point, they won't realize it. I'm the age of 50 now. I'm trying my best to succeed, trying to grow my business from one level to another level, trying to make my family happy, trying to see my children be blessed, but this thing is not working. Listen to me. If you're a Christian, especially, God has placed inside you, in your mouth, the ability to change the direction of things happening around you by talking. But I have found out that the strength or the authority in your words can be removed by your previous lifestyles. The authority in your words is eroded by iniquity. And when we talk about iniquity, it's just holding on to a habit that is not in accordance with God's order. Sometimes cultures, you hear that there's nobody in this village that's ever made it in life. Go and check it. They have a very wrong culture. I think we lay too much emphasis on pointing accusing fingers at other people. I was saying earlier, only a false prophet points accusing fingers at other people. Are you saying there are no enemies? I say all the time, I am aware that there are enemies. But I am saying that the enemy cannot do anything to you as a child of God. They can't. It's only when you have eroded the force in your spirit, the enemy becomes an issue. As God is my witness, I can't remember. Pray against witches, all the witches that are afflicting me. If you have the power, afflict me. But they can't, because I understand that the power doesn't lie with them. The power lies in the relationship I have with my God. I would never open my mouth and be praying against the power of witches. Most people who are occupied with witches, enemies, you know, Ogbanje forces, Mami water spirits, they themselves are sinners. And only an ignorant man calls himself a preacher and is trying to help you and is directing you to pray against Mami water spirits. Tell him what happened to my God. When did Mami water spirits become a problem for him? Listen, he said he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Let me say this again. It is what we get ourselves prepared for. People don't realize it. My emphasis this time around is don't make little sins a habit, thinking that one day you suddenly wake up and you will change. No, the times you want to change, you will not have the opportunity anymore if you decide to make the small things a habit. Remember, Judas never thought what happened to him will happen. He just made stealing from the from the ministry post. Alright? His duty. That's what he just did. But he did not know that by doing that, he was setting himself up to be the one to betray Jesus Christ. I am aware that he didn't plan things to go like that. How do I know? Because when things went the way it did, he repented and came and said, guys, take your money back. By that time, it was already too late. He sought for repentance and did not find an avenue for it. Why? Because before that time, he had made a habit of that which is wrong. What am I saying? What kills our ability to succeed greatly in life is when we make a habit of things that are in opposition to the will of God. People talk about curses. Believe me, curses are held on to by people. Yes, there may be ancestral curses. I'm not talking about the fact that there are no generational curses. I'm not saying that. I am saying if you make righteousness a habit, it has no power in your life. And that is what the gospel of Jesus Christ is about, making righteousness a habit. Now, what's the point we have been making? And that's the fact that God didn't make any one of his children a failure. No, he did not. He put inside them the ability to succeed in life. Success is the nature of the child of God. God never made anybody a failure. Listen to this. There's no matter how bad the person's background is, he can still be the success that God created him to be. We are saying that life is spiritual. It is how we handle in the realm of the spirit that determines whether we will manifest that success or we will not. Now, there's something I want to say before I close this message for today. And that's the fact that people must understand something. That the fact that God has planned something does not mean it will come to pass. It is important we understand this. God has a plan for your life does not make it automatic that plan will come to pass. Many times, lives are wasted. Listen, there's nobody that God sent into this life and did not have a specific plan of greatness for that person. There is none. There is none. What happens is that people waste their lives. And that's what I'm trying to emphasize. They do. And one of the reasons they waste it is because they think they are looking for greatness. I need to explain again the difference between God and Satan. Very important. Now listen, there is nothing that Satan can give a man. There is nothing that Satan can give a woman. There is nothing that God did not first plan for that person to have. Some people, they said they joined cults so that they can become famous musicians. The ability to sing, Satan doesn't have it in himself. He does not have it. Only God has it and he gives it to people. Now, the difference between Satan and God is this. God always says, walk before me and be perfect, and then I will bless you. Walk before me and be perfect, then I will increase you. Walk before me and be perfect, and I will make you rich. But Satan says all the time, you don't have to go through that. Just bow to me today, and that's it, you are made. What am I going to say? That is, people sometimes when they are looking for something that God actually wanted them to have, listen to this, but they look for it by the wrong way. At the end of the day, they don't get that thing and they are destroyed. I'm emphasizing the fact that a lot of times people make choices that destroy their lives in the pursuit of greatness that God wanted them to have. I must say that very clearly. So that you can't just live life carelessly. It's not allowed. You see, I like what Oswald Chambers said. Oswald Chambers said that we have the power to choose our actions, but we don't have the power to choose the consequences. And I'm emphasizing again, everything you are doing today is deciding whether your life will be wasted or it will not be wasted. Anything you are doing today, because Jesus said something, he said the person that loves his life is the one that will lose it. What does that mean? It means that many things that people are doing, let's take money as an example. Many young men, they want to be rich. They don't want to be poor. They want to be fast about getting there. The speed they are taking is the reason why they will never get there. If they are lucky, they live long and they are poor. But many of them don't even have the luxury of that long life. But what is the message? For whatever we have done in the past, that was why the blood of Jesus was shed. To wipe away, because you see what happens is that I said all these actions are cutting away, eating into our destinies. But if a young woman comes to Jesus and says, forgive me of my sins, I want to live a new life. From today, I begin to walk after you. What happens is that he essentially zeroes that life again back to the original intent that God gave it. So that the strength that the fellow has is returned. And God says, if you walk with me now in righteousness, then I will take you to where you were trying to get to by your own strength, but you were only going towards destruction. Because in life, you can be going for one thing, but what you get at the end of the day is determined by the method by which you employed to get to that thing. So that's the power of the gospel of Jesus. It is not about going to church. I keep on saying that thing. It is good we go to church, but that is not the main thing about the power of Jesus Christ. The power of Jesus is this. Satan can only hold you bound because every day you have been serving him the abilities called sin to hold you bound. And Jesus comes and says, let me remove the ability from Satan to hold you bound. I said before that nobody, no true preacher should tell you and point that it is the one auntie that does not want you to get married. It's only those who are looking for your money that say such things and be promising you deliverance that you can never have if you continue in the same lifestyle that you have currently. Are you getting what I'm going to explain? That is, listen, what Jesus does is that he says to people, I have forgiven you. You give your life to Christ, that is the end of it. And then all those curses in your life, they are removed. And then you don't give the power to the devil again by continuing to walk in iniquity. I say this to you, whether somebody tries to break a curse over your life or not, if you will give your life to Christ and start walking according to the righteousness, that curse is automatically broken. They say no woman in your family will ever marry, you will discover that it is a lie. They will say to you that no man in your family ever makes it. Without you specifically running after what people call making it, you will become rich and successful. Why? Because you broke the power of Satan by asking God to wipe away your sins by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and you began to walk after him in righteousness. That is what Christianity is. Christianity is not, oh, which church do you go to? People think that they use the label of a church or the ministry they attend as a passport for breakthrough when they want to pray. Listen to me. The sin that God has not wiped out of your life, a man of God cannot use any anointing to impart a blessing above that sin. It is not possible. And that is what the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about.
You have just listened to a radio message by Pastor Banky. More of this and other messages are available from our website kwm.com.ng or pastorbanky.org. To contact us, especially to let us know how much this has been a blessing to you, please write us at radiosermons@gmail.com or pastor@kwm.com.ng. Do not forget to do your part in spreading the kingdom of God by sharing this message with someone else. Thank you for listening, and may the fruit of this word blossom in your life.